The roadmap for Middle East peace that the president promoted today is still a work in progress. It's been through several drafts and will likely continue evolving as Israel and the Palestinians propose changes. Joining us now to discuss the roadmap and the politics surrounding it is Henry Siegman, senior fellow and director of the U.S. Middle East Project at the Council on Foreign Relations. Mr. Siegman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This roadmap leads eventually toward the creation of an independent Palestinian state. What does it say has to be accomplished before that on both the Palestinian and the Israeli sides?
On the Palestinian side, the major focus is on changes with respect to security. That is to say, Palestinians have to put an end to terror activities against Israel. To accomplish this, they have to revamp their security forces and introduce certain reforms to their governmental structures that would enable them to have the kind of control over security forces that can accomplish this end. On the Israeli side, one of the initial and most important changes demanded is that Israel end settlement construction. But that is preliminary, presumably, to the removal of settlements, at least some of the settlements, which would be necessary if there's to be an agreement between Palestinians and Israelis, a permanent agreement.
You were with the principal players on both the Palestinian and Israeli sides just last week. Based on what you heard, what do you think their reaction will be to this roadmap?
I think the reaction will be good. The president formulated his views on a prospective Palestinian state in language that was clearer than any he had used before. Specifically, he spoke not only of a viable state, something he had said before, but he spoke of a credible state. And this presumably was intended to reject the notion advanced by Prime Minister Sharon that the best Palestinians can hope for is a state in less than 50% of the West Bank. So Palestinians will be pleased to have heard the president speak of a credible state. And they cannot be a credible state unless it approximates the pre-67 borders in the West Bank and in Gaza.
Let's talk a bit about the timing of this announcement. As we heard, Tony Blair has linked this roadmap quite directly to the question of Iraq, saying we accept the obligation of even-handedness. The Bush administration says it's not related in any way. How much do you think political pressures shaped this announcement today?
The president said this is something, or his spokesman, Ari Fleischer, said that the only reason the president addressed this issue now is because the Palestinians finally did something about reforming their institutions and they're about to name a prime minister. Well, that's well and good. I happen to know that the Department of State and Secretary of State Powell have been pressing the president for some time now to make that kind of statement, which is to say to endorse formally the roadmap. The reason it was finally done is because, as you intimated, Tony Blair is in deep trouble, and he has been pressing very hard for this kind of an American commitment in order to help him out in his difficult political situation.
So that need to help Tony Blair at home, you think, factored in here?
It was the major factor, no doubt about it. Now, the Department of State has argued, Powell specifically has argued with the White House, that it is important for the president to express this commitment to the roadmap in response to the Palestinians' actions with respect to this new position and to a new cabinet that will be formed by the new prime minister and the change in policy, presumably, that this prime minister will introduce in this new government. But it seems to me primarily because of Tony Blair that the president finally took this action.
Henry Siegman, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Henry Siegman is senior fellow and director of the U.S. Middle East Project at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.